vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
They're going to make their own future, each of those countries. The United
States.
Well, we have good relations, and that's a healthy thing for us. It's a healthy thing for the region to have good relations. We have to hope that they'll move and encourage them to move towards greater political freedom and greater economic freedom.
Is the Joy Behar trying to get in a word edgewise as former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld weighs in on the situation in Libya during his appearance on The View this past week. The chaos, the turmoil in the Middle East. Number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. This is an overview of what's been going on in talk radio and talk television, the various political sides of stories for the week ending Friday, February 25th, and, of course, your reactions to all of them at 800-510-8255. If I may, let me run down the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They monitor, along with our staff, the talk radio programs across the country, sports talk, including the discussion. Actually, this was really the number one discussion topic, the suicide of former NFL player Dave Duerson, number 10 on the countdown. Lots of ramifications to that story. Number 9, the ongoing foolishness with Lindsay Lohan. Not much of a ramification, just a lost soul. Extradition ruling for Julian Assange is number 8. Continuing efforts to repeal the Obamacare health plan. That's number 7 this week on the countdown. Number 6 is who's going to run for president in 2012. Number 5, the story of those 4 Americans from Santa Monica, California, killed by the Somali pirates. Rising price of oil and petroleum products, number 4. The battle over the budget is number 3. Number 2, the spreading union protest, which began last week in Wisconsin and now has spread to a number of states around the country. That's something that it takes a great deal of time to understand what's going on both sides. Let's spend some time first, though, on the number one story, turmoil in the Middle East. Radio host Bob Davis here talking to Malu Innocent, foreign policy analyst from the Cato Institute, about the president, Mr. Obama's response to what's going on in Libya.
You're in Virginia at the Cato Institute, so I don't want people to think you're in Jerusalem or someplace like that. So.
Yeah, no, I'm safely in the United States, but, I mean, just looking at the vicious and brutal repression being carried out by Gaddafi's forces is extremely troubling. But the Obama administration took some time to really come out against the use of force, and that's a bit troubling, but I'm wondering if in some ways the administration is really trying to orchestrate behind the scenes a formal resolution requiring U.N. action. And what we've seen, at least, is that, number one, it'll be very difficult to try and approve such actions simply because we do have China and Russia on there as well. And even though those countries have also condemned the use of force, it looks unlikely that we'll see anything coming out of the UN. I think this is more of a sort of a wait-and-see approach that the EU, Russia, and the United States is having simply because Gaddafi's regime has been deeply insular for the past 40 years. It's sort of a mixture of a tribal and police state. We have no relations with Libya, really. It's a very deeply complex country that is very, again, sort of very insular, very backwards. And there's not a whole lot that the United States can do to forcibly remove Gaddafi from power. There are measures that can be taken, such as freezing bank accounts. There's talks of possibly no-fly zones. So they're sort of orchestrating actions from behind the scenes. But we've only recently, as you mentioned, seen the Obama administration come out forcefully and condemn the attacks and the actions.
Now, we don't think Gaddafi's a great guy, but what's the possibility of this situation sort of spreading to some of the nations, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, and so forth, that have been our allies in the past, and the potential for extremists to get control of a fair amount of the world's oil, particularly for the EU supply?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think we saw that especially with Egypt, with President Hosni Mubarak and his stepping down. We see now, whether they're allies or enemies, no one is really immune to the people power revolts that are sweeping the region. As we see also in Bahrain, the regime cracked down heavily. And as we've also seen, our Fifth Fleet is headquartered in Bahrain.
Right.
So I think we'll see more of this spreading. And really, there's no limit to where this can go. I could imagine only 3 months ago people saying that it would be impossible for Mubarak to topple. And now he's in Sharm el-Sheikh and he's ceded authority to his military council.
Bob Davis on his program talking to a foreign policy analyst to bring you up to date. Gaddafi has accused al-Qaeda of sparking the protests and the revolution in his country. Interesting for all those of you who think all Muslims are the same and they're all on the same page, one Muslim versus another Muslim here. As a matter of fact, he said that the al-Qaeda operatives have been drugging young Libyans coffee in order to get them to revolt. That's an interesting story, kind of a bizarre story. He called Libyan state television and said the protesters are loyal to Osama bin Laden. Said al-Qaeda militants have been exploiting teenagers by giving them hallucinogenic pills in their coffee with their milk. Gaddafi's been instigating violent crackdowns. As we know, thousands of people are dead over there, and one wonders how much longer this goes on. We'll tune in to Linda Albin, who's at ABC's London Post, reflecting a little more of a close follow to what's going on, and also a couple of hosts weighing in, and your calls as well on the situation in the Middle East as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on Purina cat products. Get 30 cans of Fancy Feast cat food for just $15. Save $2 on Frisky's cat food in 16-pound bags. And save $2 on Tidy Cat's litter in 35-pound pails. Don't miss these great deals at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends February 27th. Excludes Fancy Feast Elegant Medleys.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the number one item on this week's countdown, political turmoil in the Middle East. ABC's Linda Albin in London talking about the conflicting reports coming out of Libya. Who is in control seems to be in question.
Obviously, what is of concern to almost every government in the world at this point is what's going on, what's going down in Libya. And we are getting more and more journalists reporting out of the country, including ABC's Alex Marquardt, who is in Tobruk in the east, where basically Gaddafi has lost control. That is not the case in Tripoli, however, where he is continuing to hold on. And, of course, it depends what you listen, who you listen to, by the way. The Libyan ambassador to Malta has just been rebriefing reporters. And he has denied reports that Gaddafi's daughter tried to flee the country. He's talking about official number of dead being 300. Clearly, from what we were hearing from doctors over the weekend in Benghazi in the east, that was not the case. We know that he has a number of mercenaries, that he's got a lot of mercenaries that he pays who are in the country. We know that he has militias. We know that he has one or two tribes who, probably his own family tribe, who remain loyal to him. But there is no question that this guy has now got very few people supporting him. I think the issue is, as you say, he's going to die with his boots on. I think what is going to be potentially horrible is what happens between now and that happening, if it does happen, to his own people and some of the foreigners who are stuck there. We still have a situation where you have got Americans who were not able to get out on a ferry to Malta today because of weather. You have a lot of Brits who were held up because of problems with a plane. But it's the Libyan people. I was reading Robert Fisk, who's an old Mideast hand in Tripoli, writing for the UK independent newspaper, who paints a really distressing scene of what's going on in the capital. And let's not forget, this was a guy who bombed his own people, we believe, in Benghazi. That has not apparently been the case in Tripoli, but people have described some really horrific violent acts of violence, Serbian mercenaries apparently on the ground there. So it is not a good situation. It is not a stable situation, and it's going to have ramifications that are going to play out across the region and here in Western Europe and in the United States for a long time to come, in terms of what you pay for gas at the pump, in terms of alliances in the Middle East, all kinds of stuff.
Linda Albin from ABC in London. In Ohio, Talkos Jim Scott spoke with the CBS military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the situation in Libya.
Few reporters inside Libya. What are you hearing about what's going on in Libya, Colonel?
Well, according to the people who managed to escape across the border and avoid the bloodshed, those African mercenaries, Jim, are brutal. They're killing everybody they meet, said one man who managed to escape. It's a slaughterhouse over there. It's not a joke. It's a slaughterhouse. No one is in Benghazi now. Shooting is everywhere. All shots are in the head and the chest.
Now, I was talking to Ann Compton this morning. Even though the president, you know, has censured him, you know, he didn't do it directly, but says it's outrageous and unacceptable. There's not a whole lot that the United States can do right now, is there?
Really can. I think that was done, the lack of censure for Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, because Americans are still in the country, and the State Department was attempting to evacuate Americans out of the capital of Tripoli by ferry to the nearby island of Malta, but bad weather, however, prevented the ferry from leaving.
I heard that. Time magazine, I alluded to this yesterday. Tell me about what they're saying Gaddafi has done.
Well, they're saying Gaddafi ordered his security forces to sabotage oil facilities, start blowing up oil pipelines to cut off flows to the ports of the Mediterranean. And, of course, crude oil prices are at the highest level in 2 years, and the Libyan crisis is really threatening to disrupt exports. Libya is the 17th largest oil producer in the world, producing 1.7 million barrels per day, Jim.
Think of how much Saudi Arabia produces, and they're sort of surrounded now by countries in turmoil.
They are. They're pretty worried here, and the sign of Saudi concern is they announced yesterday it would pump $10.7 billion into a fund that gives interest to free loans to citizens, and government workers would also receive 15% wage increases, among other majors. And Bahrain also gave cash to households just before those protests started.
All right, Countdown continues with a Countdown Extra. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour on your weekly review of what's happening in talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio review of the hot hits, talk radio, talk television, left and right. All the things to consider, the people, the stories. Interesting, this week in a Countdown Extra story about Ron Reagan Jr., his book, My Father at 100, still continues to get hosts riled up. Jack Harris and Todd Webb talk on their program. Actually, Ted begins on the review of Reagan's book to air his pretty unflattering opinion of Ron the Son.
Joining us right now is Ron Reagan Jr., who's written a book called My Father at 100. And this book has received a lot of criticism because in it you suggest that perhaps President Reagan had the early stages of Alzheimer's while he was actually the president. A lot of people have railed at this. What is your reaction to this?
I think that the people who have gotten up in arms about this are in the throes of a basic misunderstanding. There is a difference between Alzheimer's, the disease, and dementia, which is a symptom of Alzheimer's that usually shows up in the later stages. Given what we now know about Alzheimer's, that it is a process unfolding for years, even decades before symptoms arise, the question of whether the disease was present in my father when he was in office is an academic one. It's a virtual certainty.
Why'd you bring it up?
Why did I bring it up?
Yeah, man, why'd you bring it up? No, but I mean, when I saw that, the impression that I walked away with, Ron, was that, you know, you were trying to hint that perhaps, you know, he was affected with Alzheimer's while he was in the office and didn't do as good a job as he could have. I mean, you know,
did you get that impression?
That's the impression.
Did you get that impression from reading the book or from hearing people talk?
I got the impression when I saw what was in the book when they were talking about it on different shows.
Oh, okay. You didn't actually read the book. Then.
No, I didn't read the book when I got that impression.
Had you read the book? I think you would have a very different impression of that. We have to be very careful when we listen to secondhand kind of hearsay versions of what somebody's read.
Given your track record and the way that you have treated your father over the years, okay?
Which would be what?
Which would be in a very disrespectful way.
Am I talking to Ted? Which dendroid am I talking to?
You're talking to Ted. And there you go with the first name. But first of all, I want to say something.
There I go with the first name. It's Ted, right?
If I were your brother, Brother Michael, I would kick your ass from here to next
would
Tuesday
you?
For what you wrote.
Well,
yeah,
I'll tell you what, Ted. Next time I'm in Florida, down in Tampa,
set it up,
I'll
baby.
Drop by.
Set it up.
And you can try to do that, and we'll see how that works out.
We'll see how that works out, baby.
We
set
will,
it
indeed.
Up. Or maybe I can travel to where you're at.
Good. Come up to New York this afternoon. I'll be here.
Your mouth is right and checks your can't cash.
Ted, you're such a little man. I had no idea that I would be talking to such a small dendroid today. But that's all right. You're entitled to your opinion. But I would suggest that you actually read the book, and then you'll know what you're talking about.
I'm going to buy it when I get off work, because I tell you, on occasions we run out of toilet paper, and we can do some extra stuff.
Ted, you're such a sad little insulting fellow.
And you're how's that?
Let me bring this back to some kind of civility before we upset a lot of left-wingers.
Am I talking to Jack now?
The day I get my whipped by a ballerina, buddy, that'll be a long day in hell.
Jack, is Ted like this all the time?
Oh, he is as charming as like this all the time. That's why I love him. One thing surprises a lot of people when you have the icon of conservatism, of modern-day conservatism. I mean, this guy... For the Republicans, for conservatives everywhere, he is the new Abraham Lincoln. There are a lot of people that think that he should go with Lincoln and Jefferson and Washington as perhaps the greatest presidents ever as your father. And yet you went a 180 politically speaking in the fact that you are not a conservative, more of a liberal. How did that happen?
Oh, I think it's not unusual in families that there are political disagreements and that parents will have one particular set of views and then the children will perhaps have another. That was, of course, particularly common back in the 60s and 70s when I grew up. We would argue about the Vietnam War, for instance, environmental issues, but it was always an amicable sort of arguing. We didn't, we didn't hate each other because we had, different opinions. We wouldn't be calling each other, for instance, because we had different opinions.
He's your father. He loves you. I don't love you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm getting it.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount presented.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Radio 33 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. We are focused on the stories and the people. As a matter of fact, sort of rerouting here for a moment, the top 10 people in discussion mode this week, according to our research. At number 10, a couple of sports folks, Deron Williams, Carmelo Anthony. Number 9, Lindsay Lohan. Julian Assange is at number 8. Mitt Romney at number 7. At number 6, we have Chris Christie. Hillary Clinton's at number 5. John Boehner at 4. Scott Walker at 3. Number 2, the President, Mr. Obama. And number 1, Mr. Gaddafi. So that business going on, the whole Middle East situation, really has us talking. But where we, that's pretty much informational. There's not a whole lot of controversy about what's going on. There's conversation about it, and some people taking political shots at the president for not doing enough of it. But in general, what has been the hottest discussion, left versus right, without question this week, is the number 2 item on the countdown, the situation with the unions, and how we have a lot of people. I'm looking at some of the Facebook comments, as a matter of fact, on unions that have come into our situation. You can check out our Facebook, good Doug, Facebook page when you go to DougStefan.com. Joni says, quote, "There was a time when the unions helped people, but now they cause more harm than good." Michael writes, "The unions have outlived their usefulness. Now they just suck the life out of companies and their members." Diane writes on Facebook, "Unions have killed us. Trust me. In earlier days, they helped. They were needed. But now they're killing the USA and the everyday person." Frank says, "Unions, he's been in a union for 25 years. I'm enjoying my pension, which I earned. Thank you very much." This is not really about unions in general, although a lot of people have twisted and turned this around. The battle is really between the not the private sector and the companies they work for, but the public unions and the public, us, you. The way that this is being handled by membership, the protests, the embarrassment, frankly. I think a lot of these teachers, especially, that you see protesting, you listen to them. What kind of an example are they setting? Some people, maybe who are union supporters, think it's a great example. I don't happen to believe that that's the case. I think this is pretty shameful. And when you look around at what is going on, how the unions, the story of people that are protected, teachers who are molesters, hearing these stories, this is, it's time for a change. And that's why people are up in arms. David calls from Virginia Beach with thoughts on this.
I'm from South Carolina. That's a right to work state. They have budget issues. They don't have union. They don't have the union problem, but they're still cutting education. This is an attack on education. This is an attack on unions. I know that's kind of the big shiny buzzword in corporate media, but they're attacking public education. That's all this is about. And if it's about tax cuts, why is Governor Walker giving these tax breaks to international corporations, but asking the people within the unions to sacrifice even more, even though they've already said they'll come to the table with concessions? This is about going after public education and busting unions. This is all a farce. This is not about budget, because they really want to balance the budget in Wisconsin. Why are they giving all this money to these international corporations? They worship these rich people. They don't care about working people.
800-510-8255. Lou in Connecticut on the countdown.
I'm a registered Republican, but I've been voting libertarian since the mid-90s. And what happened in Wisconsin with these teachers getting these phony sick leave from doctors and stuff, these people should be fired immediately. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, I've never sent any kids to our public schools here where I live here in Naugatuck. And my house tax is over $7,000 a year. I'm getting my pockets picked. I'm a middle class. I'm not an uber rich. The middle class American is getting sick and tired of getting my pockets picked from all these government employees. And, you know, as far as public education, let's call it what it really is. It's government education. It's government education. Why don't we call it what it really is? It's government education. It's not public education. Government education is a government monopoly. The kids will never learn anything. Government education should be totally abolished. And all these worthless government employees, I say fire them all, let them get a pink slip, and when their unemployment runs out, they can get a job in the real world like the rest of us.
800-510-8255. Hear the anger in people's voices, the vitriol. Back to talk radio hosts. Here's Greg Jarrett talking to Wisconsin State Senator Jim Halperin about hiding out in Illinois.
Okay, you are still in Illinois, though.
We are.
Do you guys meet, like, every day to talk about things or what?
We do. We get together in a caucus that lasts about an hour, and we talk about strategy and we talk about issues. We're working as usual. Technology enables us to keep in touch with our constituents, with groups that support us and oppose us, with the people in the we keep in touch with people in the Capitol, with our aides, and so we're busy.
Now, some Republicans evidently have come up with a plan to make any suspension of collective bargaining rights temporary. Is that palatable to the Democrats who have fled the state of Wisconsin?
I don't think it is quite yet, and we'll be in discussions with a few of those Republicans today and tomorrow. I'm assuming we'll have some phone calls between us and see what else their plan entails, and then whether they would agree at the end of the 2 years to truly reinstate those bargaining rights. We're very, very skeptical of that.
Senator, have you been in touch with the Governor Scott Walker or his people?
I have not, but I'm not in leadership in the caucus, and others may have been. We wrote him a letter on Friday encouraging him. Now that the public employees in Wisconsin have agreed to all his of his concession demands, that he agreed to just one of ours, and that's drop his plan to eliminate bargaining rights for public workers in the state.
Now, have you heard anything from your leadership in the caucus about the governor being willing to look at this temporary suspension of collective bargaining rights?
Oh, and I think the governor has been very clear that he's not in any mood, at least yet, to compromise on any provision of his budget repair bill.
We're talking with Wisconsin State Senator Jim Halperin, who, along with his colleagues in the Democratic Senate caucus, have been in hiding in Wisconsin for a few days now as protesters continue to pour into Madison, Wisconsin, to say they don't like the governor's plan either. It's my understanding that the state police have been told to pick you guys up. Are you truly in hiding? Is it that kind of thing where you're looking over your shoulder?
Well, the reason we're in Illinois is that there is no jurisdiction for Wisconsin law enforcement in Illinois. If we were in Wisconsin, the Senate is not in session today, and law enforcement would only have jurisdiction if we were in Wisconsin, if the Senate were in session and a call to the House were in place.
Is there legal action the governor can take place across the border that could affect you here in Illinois?
Nope. That's why we're there.
Okay. Or that's why you're here. Who's footing the bill? I mean, are you staying in hotels? Are you hanging out with family and friends or what?
It's a combination. We're not all staying in the same place. I'm in a motel. Others are staying with family and friends, but we're paying our own way. There's no way we would consider having the state of Wisconsin pay any of our travel expenses, lodging expenses, food, or any other expenses. Those are all being paid by us personally.
800-510-8255. Pat in Scottsdale, Arizona, on the unions.
They're the last thing that the middle class has left. The Republicans have joined with the uber-rich. And there's no way for the Democrats or the independents to get their word out, because the Republicans own the media, the five media companies, and there's just nowhere. They say, well, there's so much ways to get your message out. There isn't, there absolutely isn't, and the only way that the Democrats and independents can be heard at all is because the unions do support the other side and help people. There's plenty of the uber-rich corporate that doesn't need any more help, but they keep getting it. They brought down the economy, and now they're blaming teachers and nurses and policemen. And look at all the states like Alabama that have absolutely no unions, and they're horrible. I mean, their economies are terrible. I mean, it's not the unions that are causing it, people. It's the uber-rich are greedy.
Yeah. Interesting and pretty sad, isn't it, how people get so angry at other Americans. All right, let's finish off this discussion by listening to Bob, who's calling into the countdown from the Bay State.
Do unions matter? Oh, my God. The question is almost frightening that it could be put to a question. Here in Massachusetts, right where I live, two major cities, mill cities, we're talking about children being, education and school, et cetera. If it weren't for unions, those very children would be working as slave labor. That's what the unions did for us. There would not be a middle class in America if it hadn't been for the early unions. I mean, all you got to do is pick up a history book and read what went on. Over here in Massachusetts, people sent their children up to Vermont to keep them away from the violence that was caused in and around strikes and some mill owners who actually had the police on their side. I mean, all you've got to do is open a history book.
Oh, my God. God bless us, those who come from Massachusetts. Okay, up next, the battle over the federal budget in the crosshairs on talk radio and talk television. 16 before the hour now in the countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Next up on the countdown, number three, the battle over the budget. Talk host Jim Turner here with the Washington correspondent Jamie Dupree about the possibility of a shutdown.
Budget battle continues. Where are we?
It was really interesting. We had, even Congress is gone this week, we had long-distance salvos from both sides about who is going to be responsible for a possible government shutdown. Both sides, Jim, basically maneuvering all they can to try to point the finger of blame early at the other side just in case something goes wrong. Remember last week, the Republicans pushed through a package of spending and budget cuts in the House. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said, no, he's not going to take that up. He wants no part of that bill. Instead, they're going to put on the floor next week a 30-day extension of the current federal budget with no cuts. Well, the Republicans say that is absolutely unacceptable, that they have to have cutbacks in any short-term extension of the budget, which runs out right now on March the 4th. And so we keep going down this game of legislative chicken, in a sense, both sides daring the other to cause a problem that might result in a government shutdown, both sides hoping that the other gets blamed if that happens.
Well, as you point out in your blog there, Reid says that the Boehner should stop drawing lines in the sand, when in fact, well, when the Democrats were in charge, they were drawing the same lines in the sand.
Yeah, that's
they?
What I love about this place. Yeah, one side's line in the, a line in the sand from one side is a principled stand, while a line in the sand from the other side is all politics. You know, another interesting thing that Reid came out with, he said in his statement that the Democrats and Republicans have already faced, have already agreed to $41 billion in cuts. And I thought to myself, when did that happen? I cover this place. I don't remember that. And they're playing, the Democrats are playing the same fuzzy math game that the GOP was playing on its budget cuts from last week. Remember, the GOP kept talking about $100 billion in cuts, but that was actually $100 billion when compared to the Obama budget of last year that was not passed by Congress. Well, the Democrats are doing the same thing. They say that they've already agreed to $41 billion in cuts, but it's basically a $41 billion difference from the White House budget a year ago. So if you hear the $41 billion figure from Democrats in coming days, you can shake your head and say, no, it's actually zero in terms of cuts right now.
All right, this is interesting, and why it's a great thing that we have conversation radio to keep our eyes on these sorts of shenanigans. That's the beauty of this format. And here are some talk radio callers edited about the, we focused on the budget here with these calls.
Part of
this is with everything that's been going on in Egypt, I think we are really need to look at the foreign aid to all the countries around the world. And also I think we need to stop the employee tax so that people have more money to spend. I think that would help. And look at such things as subsidies also.
All right. So there, I wish we had a little bit more time, but I'm looking at the clock here, and it doesn't allow me to put any more of your calls in here. The budget, a big focus, I say, number three this week. On to GOP presidential possibilities and number 10 football. Plus, we have a countdown extra, Charlie Sheen in the focus up next here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Jack Stephan wrapping up another hour as a focus on this week's big talk radio items. And at number six, the various GOP presidential possibilities. Who do you like? Mike Huckabee? Who do you like? Mitt Romney? Well, there are a lot of people who like the idea of Donald Trump. And here is Melina, Trump, Donald's wife, being asked whether or not her husband is running.
Donald is running for president or no?
Well, he will decide it in June, sometime in June, after The Apprentice is over. But the polls are coming out. They are really in favor of him. And we will see. We will see what he will decide. You know, it's still time.
So this is real.
This is for real.
Seriously mulling over a serious run for president of the United States.
Or is he just stirring it up?
You know what? He's very passionate. He loves the country, and the country is in big trouble. And everybody knows that. I think the country needs a real businessman that does think, not just talking, but really does it. And he's the one that, you know, he say it like it is. And he's open book. People know him. And we'll see what happens.
Melania Trump. I think it's his fourth wife, right? Marla Maples. She's the only one who really, of all the people that he's been married to, I think it sounds like she can speak English right straight from the shoulder. Anyway, I think that Donald would be a very interesting candidate for president. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Number 10, the discussion of the suicide of football player Dave Duerson. He believed that after 10 years in the NFL, his brain trauma and the fact that it was killing him, that was enough reason for him to kill himself.
He was exceptional. A four-time Pro Bowl safety, number 22, a two-time Super Bowl champ.
through the first four. This one's for Giles, intercepted by Durson.
Teammates say Dave Durson was also exceptionally smart and kind, which is why they were shocked when last week the 50-year-old killed himself with a gunshot to the chest. He sent a text message to his ex-wife hours before.
He told me he loved me very much, and he was truly sorry, and that he loved the kids, and that he felt, he thinks there was something wrong with his brain on the left side, and for me to please get it to the NFL.
Durson asked his brain be examined for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, a degenerative disease often found in those with a history of concussions.
Football players are at a very high risk because they take, studies show, about 1,000 hits to the head each fall. Some, you know, at least 20 G's, which is like a small car crash. So essentially your brain actually starts falling apart. 10 or 20 years later, you start getting symptoms like memory problems and emotional problems, and they eventually lead to dementia.
Durson, family members say, recently started having vision problems and struggled with spelling and forming words. The All-Star knew of CTE. He served on the board that ruled on retired players' disability claims with the NFL.
David was a very loving, caring man, and he always thought of others before he thought of himself. Even in this moment, by him wanting his brain to be examined and treated, and so he could possibly help other football players in the future.
And there is so much to learn. The NFL only recently started investigating the impact of football on the brain after years of denying any problems, donating $1 million to the CTE Center at Boston University, where Durson's brain will be examined.
All right, the story of Dave Durson. Countdown Extra, here is radio host Tim Conway talking about Charlie Sheen's rage-filled call to a radio show.
Charlie Sheen, he wants to fight the creator of Two and a Half Men, Chuck Lorre, in an octagon. And according to Charlie, if he wins, then he can leave my show. I think he sailed on this show anyway. You know, these guys, outside of Charlie Sheen, I don't know any of them, but I imagine CBS is in the business of hiring competent executives on a show, and so is Warner Brothers. And they don't like dealing with this. This is the worst nightmare for CBS and Warner Brothers to have this guy go off like this. He called a radio show earlier today, and he went off on everybody connected with the show. It was the Alex Jones Show. What? You've never heard of it? Oh, you're not alone. Here's what he said. Charlie said, "I violently hate Chuck Lorre." He called him Chaim Levine. I guess he called him. Is that his legal name? I don't know. He's a stupid little man and a wussy with another letter in front, a punk that I'd never want to be like.
Well, as this is how this starts, I think this is a ruse, a stunt to get thrown off the show so he can do other things. And he calls Alex Jones, who's a pretty controversial host, but his controversial statements, too much attention given to people who are not that important. But a lot of people talking about it, and that's our job to report on what you're talking about and thinking about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.